人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁建筑商胡秀平 Shelly Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
亲爱的听众朋友们晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到三位嘉宾，他们是来自墨色岛青少年与家庭服务中心的两位工作人员，分别是 Tambi、Derek、还有一位是翻译 Cici、欢迎三位参加我们的节目。
Dear audience, and so we're welcoming Tambi Quirk and Derek Franklin from the Mercer Island Youth and Family Services to our show.
两位就是Tambi 跟Derek， 你们能介绍一下自己吗？
So Tambi and Derek, can you guys tell us more about yourselves?
Sure, thank you. Hi, I'm Tambi Quirk. I am the administrator for the Mercer Island Youth and Family Services Department. I've been with the department for about 10 years and proud to continue serving the Mercer Island community.
大家好，我的名字叫 Tambi Quirk. 我是墨色岛青少年服务部的行政管理行政官，我已经在这个部门工作了10年了，我非常骄傲，我为我们这个社区提供了10年的服务。
And hello and thank you. It's good to be here. I'm Derek Franklin. I'm the clinical supervisor at Mercer Island Youth and Family Services. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist and provide supervision to the school-based and community-based counselors.
大家好，我的名字叫 Derek Franklin， 我是我们这个青少年和家庭墨色岛青少年和家庭服务中心的，是这个临床案例的经理，这个项目经理，我呢主要是为我们这个临床的这个服务呢，主要是以社区和我们的学校的学生为主的提供的服务。
我们非常高兴，知道啊，在墨色岛有这么一个服务机构。那两位能不能给我们介绍一下，就是这个墨色岛青少年跟家庭服务中心，是一个什么样的机构？
It's good to know that we have an agency that provides human services such as like youth and family services. And can you guys tell us a little bit more about what kind of services does agencies provide?
Great, thank you. So Mercer Island Youth and Family Services, or MIYFS, is an agency that's a part of the city. And I'll talk through some of our distinct programs in detail in a few moments. But in general, we're a department of professionals that are here to support the community with their social and emotional well-being through 5 distinct but connected programs. So our school-based program,our community-based counseling program, our emergency assistance program, which includes the food bank, our senior services program, and the Healthy Youth Initiative.
好，谢谢，有这个机会来跟大家介绍一下，我们这个部门呢叫做墨色岛，青少年和家庭服务机构，部门，我们是墨色岛城市的一部分，我一会儿会再详细的给大家讲解一下我们为我们社区可以提供的服务，但是就是概括来说呢，我们一共是有5个部门，一个呢是提供这个青少年和家庭服务的，然后还有是心理咨询和个案管理方面的服务，然后我们还提供学校心理咨询、社区咨询、老年人咨询，和这个其他的一些这个社区的心理和精神健康问题的提供的服务。
太好了，那您能 跟我们介绍一下这个机构跟穆色岛的市政府还有当地的学校有什么关系吗？
Can you tell us what is the relationship between the agency and the city government and also our schools?
Great, thank you for the question. So one unique element of our services is how we're funded and how we are integrated into other systems. So there are a number of relationships that support our ability to provide services in the community. For example, we have an agreement with the school district to have staff on site at each school. So they operate as part of a school, but are actually not school district employees, they're city employees.Most of our staff are currently virtual, but we hope to return to our office in Luther Burbank Park in the fall.
我们这个部门呢，就是这是一个很好的问题。我们是，但是我不是很确定啊。您是想问一下，说我们这个资金的来源呢？我们这个部门的资金来源，还是说具体的来讲，我们这个服务是怎么融入到我们这个社会和这个城市服务里边的？但是就简单说一下呢，关于学校来讲，我们是为我们这个莫瑟岛的学区提供在学校里的。咨询人员但是呢他们是城市的这个雇员而不是被认为是这个学区的工作人员。嗯他们现在呢是主要是都是在网上现在为学校的孩子们提供服务我们希望呢在疫情之后吧尽快的能够再重新提供面对面的在学校里提供这些服务。
The other relationships that really impact our ability to provide these services is all of our relationships that provide funding. So most of our services, including all of those in the schools, are free to island residents. The funding comes from the thrift shop revenues. Yes, the thrift shop on Mercer Island is part of the city and specifically a part of our department. Some of our prevention services are funded by federal government grants.And we have an independent foundation, a nonprofit organization called the Mercer Island Youth and Family Services Foundation that collects private donations from the community to fund a portion of our budget.
我刚才有讲到就是说我们这个资金来源的问题，所以我现在可以再详细的讲一下。我们这个部门所提供的所有的社区服务呢，都是对我们社区的对莫瑟岛上的居民来讲都是免费的。它的主要的资金来源呢，一部分是通过我们岛上的旧货店，它是这个旧货店呢是我们城市的一部分，而且是为我们这个部门提供了主要的资金来源。另外呢，我们还有一些。可以是一些预防性的一些项目那些项目呢是由联邦政府来提供的资金另外呢我们还有一个就是基金会我们这个基金会呢是接受私人的这个捐款和赠款这也是我们收入的一部分
太好了我注意到就是你们的服务当中有很多是跟那个精神健康有关系的那么您能够介绍一下就是你们所服务的内容然后就是案例啊就是处理什么样的情况啊然后就是我们这个岛上的青少年为什么需要你们的服务
I noticed that when I was going over the services you provide,a lot of them relates to mental health. And so can you tell me more about this, more specifically what type of mental health services you provide and some of the typical cases that you manage? And also like what type of situations would the residents turn to you for your help and services? And also why the youth and families on the island wouldbe needing these type of mental health services?
Yeah, thank you. So we provide mental health services in very much a Western cultural medicine framework. We believe in the brain-body connection and that emotions, behaviors, and feelings are all connected. The other place that we, or the way we approach our work is really considering mental health counseling is much like psychology or a medical model in that we diagnose issues that adults, children, teens are having and consider what diagnoses they have and approach our treatment to them based on those diagnoses.
我们这个机构呢，主要是用这个西方的理论，这个心理健康理论来为我们社区来提供服务。比如说呢，我们会进行我们相信这个大脑和身体之间的这个联系，就是我们的脑子怎么对我们的身体健康有什么影响然后我们的医疗模式呢，主要是通过心理学来诊断成年人和青少年的一些心理问题然后通过我们这个诊断的结果我们再决定用什么样的方式来帮助他们解决和处理他们的这些病例。
So to talk about some of our distinct services, I would first want to tell you about our school-based program. So we have licensed mental health counselors in each of the schools, which are part of the learning environment on the island. They work with the students, families, and school staff to support the social and emotional needs of the students in every public school on Mercer Island, building a strong foundation for the future. Contact information for these therapists and counselors is available on our website, which is mercerisland.gov/YFS, and also on the school's website. And Derek's going to take us through an example of why you might contact one of these counselors if you have a student in the Mercer Island schools.
要讲到具体来讲，我们都是可以提供什么服务呢？我首先要讲一下我们在学校里提供的这些心理咨询的服务。我们的工作人员呢都是有执照的专门针对学生和这个有学生的这些家庭在学校里提供专职人员。我们是目的呢是希望这些学生可以有成功的就是未来帮助他们在就是帮助他们能够成功的这个在学校里边提高他们的学业 和成绩。我们的网站呢是Mercer Island Youth and Family Services.gov/YFS。然后你们可以就是到我们的网站上可以看一下具体的我们所有的工作人员的联系方式都在我们的网站上。然后 Derek 呢可以帮我们再详细的介绍一下具体的这个服务内容。
So if you're a parent on Mercer Island and you have a student in any of the Mercer Island public schools, one of the YFS counselors works in that school and can provide free confidential mental health support to your student and to you and your family if needed. One example that I think of when we talk about school counselors providing support are students that feel excessive stress to achieve, stress academically to perform, and don't always have all the resources necessary to do that. Especially during the pandemic when things have changed so much, sometimes students will develop symptoms such as anxiety or depression and need extra support to understand how to cope with that in school and at home.
我们现在这个学校里边的这个学生们呢，其实是有很多的压力的，尤其是在学业上成绩的问题。有一些人呢，有一些学生呢，成绩不好是因为，比如说他没有很好的资源来帮助他，或者不知道具体有哪些资源。另外的问题呢是由新冠这个疫情来造成的这些问题。那么，比如说呢，一些常见的一些问题是焦渴症啊，或者是这些孩子们有沮丧症，这些呢都会影响到孩子们在学校的这个成绩。
I'll share that another example is, for example, for younger students who perhaps move here from other countries and are not familiar with the norms of our school system or our community, Our counselors can act as navigators to support younger students understand how to get their needs met, how to make friends, and how to succeed in school.
我们为这个学校里的这个学生和这个学生的家庭所提供的服务呢，都是免费的，尤其是有很多学生是从国外刚刚搬来的新移民，那么他们不知道我们具体的这个学校里边的这个系统是怎么运作的，那或者是呢，也不知道就是学校可以帮助他们做些什么。我们的心理咨询的这些辅导员呢，他们是专门的会针对这些就是年轻的孩子们、小孩子们的一些需求，来帮助他们在学校里边，比如说交新的朋友啊，或者了解一下在我们的这个西方的这个学校的这个系统，这样可以帮助他们能够尽快的适应这个学校的新环境。
Another program in addition to our school-based counselors that I would want to highlight is our community-based counseling team. So very similar to the school-based, but on a community level, these therapists are available to any island resident that is in need of individual, couple, or family counseling. They can work across a lifespan to deal with transitions into adulthood, parenting skills, relationship issues, and just coping with the pandemic or grief and loss. And Derek's also going to give an example of why you might reach out to us for this service.
除了这个学校里边提供的这些心理咨询服务呢，我们还想告诉大家一下我们其他的这个社区，对社区所可以提供的这个咨询服务。任何在莫瑟岛上的居民，不管你是家庭，就是需要家庭的这个心理咨询服务，还是说婚姻上的服务，所以说不是说你就是需要，只是要光在学校里面有小孩子，就是你个人的服务的话，还有这些，比如说老年人和成年人的其他的一些任何的心理上的咨询，和我们提供，比如说家长的一些，给家长提供一些教育的课程，还有，为一些就是丧失了这个家庭成员的人，在他们这种帮助他们怎么走过这个最后的这个人生历程和或者是帮助他们的家庭人员怎么能够在从这个悲痛中恢复到正常的这个心理状况的这些服务我们都会这些都是我们就是对社区可以所提供的，还有刚才讲到的那些，比如说从青少年转变成成年的这种，在这个过程之中这些的服务呢，我们都有可以为我们的社区提供帮助。
So sometimes in the schools, if students need more help than is possible in the school setting, our outpatient counseling services can provide additional support. For example, when parents or teens or adults feel like their emotions or behaviors are no longer in their control, or they feel like they need additional support to understand relationships or conflict in their family, we can provide ongoing counseling support in our offices in Luther Burbank Park or over telemental health. One of our services includes a diagnostic look. So taking complex issues and helping people understand what might be going on for them psychologically and helping them get the emotional support they need while also connecting them with medical providers that might include psychiatric services or other supports to make sure they are able to function at home or at school successfully.
就是关于刚才讲到我们在学校里边学生们可以不光是在学校里有这些心理咨询的辅导员我们还在我们这个我们的管理大楼里边提供门诊的服务，就是说如果学校里的服务不够的话，那我们门诊的人员呢可以提供更加详细的这个对这个家庭的支持。比如说呢，有一些家长或者是他们的十几岁的青少年有一些有任何的 比如说觉得他们的精神管理就是不受控制，或者是比较家庭里的冲突比较剧烈，或者他们想理解了解一下怎么样能够促进他们之间的这个家庭关系的可以到我们的这个大楼里边来，就是面对面的进行一下心理咨询。那我们而且还提供这些在网上的这种服务，也可以是这种是网上服务，我们可以帮助这些门诊部门的人员呢，可以帮助这些家庭了解一下这些相对比较复杂一些、更加复杂一些的问题，所以你可以在精神上得到很多的支持。如果是我们不能够解决的问题呢，我们还可以帮你就是转介到其他的一些专业人员、医疗人员，比如说是精神学科的一些专家，然后呢你可以从他们那里得到更多的帮助。
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上十点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
为每个家庭接种疫苗来预防 COVID-19 是把欢乐带回给我们所有人的重要一步。现在辉瑞疫苗已经被证明对12岁及以上的人安全有效，让这个目标近在眼前。这是成百万华盛顿州居民已经接种过的疫苗，请通过 vaccinelocator.doh.wa.gov 预约接种疫苗。如果是为12岁以上的少儿进行预约，请确认疫苗诊所提供的是辉瑞疫苗。齐心协力，我们可以结束疫情。
华盛顿州法律保护工人的权利。如果您的雇主否认您的工作权利，比如不能保障最低时薪、午餐时间和休息时间，以及安全健康的工作环境，那么州劳工和工业部可以为您提供帮助。如果您对自己的权利有疑问，请致电就近的 LNI 办公室，或者致电免费电话1-866-219-7321。
我想了解一下，就是费用是怎么支付的？就是我相信在学校，学生在学校，利用你们的服务的话，应该是不需要付费。但是，到你们的服务中心去寻求帮助的话，需不需要付费？如果付费的话，是不是可以接受保险
？I have questions about, how you guys, how the service fees are charged. From what you were just talking about, I understand that the services in schools are free. However, for the community-based support, do you, if we actually go to your administrative building to first in your office for support, or is there a charge for that? And also, do you take insurance if there's a charge for that?
So correct, our school-based programs are all at no cost to any island resident or child in the schools. Our community-based counseling does have a fee on what we call a sliding scale. So it can be up to $125 per session, but for any individual that is experiencing financial need, we can decrease that fee, as indicated by their income level.We do not directly bill insurance, but we do have the ability to provide documentation that some families have been successful submitting to their insurance for reimbursement. We have two other services that are case management for our geriatric and family assistance, and those also have no fee. So it's only our community-based counseling services that have a fee component.
关于我们的社区服务呢，对，您刚才说的是对的，这个我们的学校的这个服务呢是的确是免费的，但我们的社区服务呢是有费用的，最多的情况下我们是$125每小时，但是呢就是这个我们的这个付费表呢是一个浮动性质的付费原则，它是根据每个家庭或者个人的自己的这个经济收入来决定的，那就是如果有一些家庭或者人员是需要这个经济上的协助的话呢，那么我们会减免一些这个费用。我们虽然不会就是直接的帮就是收这个您的保险，然后帮您就是从跟保险公司直接的打交道，但是呢我们会为您提供所有您需要的这些文件，或者是提供的这些向保险公司需要提供的这些信息，然后您可以自己向您的这个个人的保险公司提交这些文件来得到根据您的保险公司的这个状况来就是看您能够从他们那里拿回多少钱。
还有就是什么样的症状或者信号就是值得家长注意，就是他们的小孩需要接受你们的服务，如果他们有比如说那个抑郁还有其他的精神健康的问题，如果不能够得到及时的帮助的话，会不会影响他们的学习？
For our local parents, what are some of the signs and symptoms of distress in their children that they should be looking out for, and what can the parents do to help them?And if the help didn't come in time, is it possible that they could impact the children's academic performance if they had, for example, depression or anxiety that's, gone unnoticed?
And thank you. So yes, I think depression, anxiety, and other symptoms in childhood will impact academic performance. It's difficult to be able to perform your best in school if you're preoccupied with emotional concerns or despair or stress or related feelings. Some of the things parents can look for in terms of depression would be withdrawal. So moving away from from activities they typically find enjoyable, low affect, so a lack of emotion. Obviously saying things to parents like, I'm sad, I'm upset, and I can't make it go away. Sometimes in small children, depression looks like irritability, where small children will be somewhat hyperactive and grumpy, and that actually can look like depression.
是的，这个如果您的孩子有比如说焦渴症啊，或者是抑郁症啊，这些经历这些心理方面的问题的话，那是一定会影响到他们的学业的这个成绩的。如果就是说怎么能够比如说这个抑郁症吧，其中一个比较典型的一个您可以注意到的现象呢，就是说这些孩子们忽然之间就是说突然之间对很多事情就是原来是感兴趣的，然后现在是突然之间就变成好像觉得对什么事情都非常的没有兴趣，也不愿意和您交流当然有的时候呢他会自动来跟您说我现在觉得我自己很心情很不好啊，或者是我很沮丧但是呢在就是年纪比较小的孩子里面，有的时候这些症状的反应呢是好像他们看起来像是有多动症啊，或者是他们就觉得好像他们心情很不好动不动就会生气啊发火啊，其实这些是 在年龄比较小的孩子里面，这些是焦渴症的一个表现。当孩子们有这些症状的时候，或者是有这些经历的话呢，其实是会影响到他们的学业的。
And in terms of anxiety, you know, some anxiety can be healthy. However, when anxiety or depression is severe enough that students or adults begin to shape their lives around avoiding anxious or stress-filled situations or stop doing activities they otherwise would do, that's one sign that anxiety, especially for students, is becoming too much. Sometimes there will be lack of sleep, a change in appetite, a change in weight,and definitely a change in emotions. So how your child's happiness or connections with others seems to be.
我们如果呢，您的孩子有，就是说刚才讲到的是抑郁症，那如果是焦渴症的话，如果就是我们每个人都会多多少少有一些喜欢担心嘛，一点点的这些是其实是健康的，但是如果是我们担心的事情太多了的话，我们就会自动的有一些想去避免一些很多的一些事情，比如说是以前我们喜欢的事情，我们现在也不喜欢了，或者是尤其是对于学生来讲呢，你就会看到他突然之间，比如说他的胃口有改变，或者是他的睡眠的这个时间长短和质量也会发生一些转变，还有呢，您会注意到他的体重有可能会就是忽增，就是变动非常大，那当然最典型的呢，就是您可以注意到他的这个心情，或者是他的和您的这个，就是他很少表现出来他比较很开心的这种状况非常的少。那么这些呢，其实都是作为家长来讲应该留意和关注的一些最基本的症状。
And then finally, something I'd like to suggest parents watch for is because of COVID-19, there are some symptoms that many children and adults are suffering that are somewhat normal based on the severity of the pandemic response. That includes depression, anxiety, family conflict, difficulty concentrating or focusing at school,and general academic challenges. These are all symptoms that we are seeing across multiple grades, multiple students, multiple states. Our message to parents is, yes, it may be common under COVID to have these symptoms, but when any one of them seems to be getting out of control, for example, ifa student is depressed and starts talking about hurting themselves or not wanting to be alive, then it's time, as Tambi said, to reach out to Youth and Family Services or other professionals for help.
我想而且跟大家就是跟家长们再说一下呢，在我们这个新冠疫情这个当中呢，有很多这些焦渴症和抑郁症的这些平时就是我们可能看起来是比较一些比较正常的一些现象，但是呢，我们作为家长还是要留意的，通常就是在这次这个新冠疫情当中呢，我们发现，焦渴症啊、抑郁症啊都变得非常的比较普遍，而且呢，家庭之间的这个冲突和小孩子或者是就是。不管是大人还是小孩都是说觉得好像注意力不能够集中，或者是学习成绩下降，这些虽然说看起来是在这个疫情中就是很比较普遍吧，发生比较广泛一些，我们注意到有和这个是在各个不同的这个学校的这个年龄段里边，和年级里边，然后是在各个不同的州里边都会发生就这些状况，但是呢，我们也不要这个放低警惕，作为家长来讲呢，有的时候这些看起来好像蛮正常的，在这疫情中蛮正常的这些现象呢，有的时候可能会突然之间变得就会恶化。那么比如说呢，如果您的孩子在 就是突然之间有了这种这个自杀的意念，或者是他就是提到这个有自杀的这些想法，那你要尽快的联系我们这个墨色岛青少年和家庭服务部或者是联系其他的一些专业人员，这就是作为这个紧急状况。
怎样识别青少年有这个自杀倾向？
How can we tell that some of the suicidal ideation or tendencies, like how are they expressed by our youth?
Thank you. Oftentimes, youth will actually say specifically that they want to die or that they're thinking about suicide. Sometimes youth will engage in self-harm behaviors like cutting or scraping themselves as a way to sometimes try to feel anything when they feel like their affects are blunted. However, cutting does not equal suicide. More often it's when there are statements about not wanting to live. And I will add that when that happens, it's very important that we all take that seriously. Ask specifically if someone's contemplating suicide, and if they are, get professional support.
对于青少年年轻人来讲呢，就是有一些年轻人，他们比如说有想自杀的时候呢，他们会直接说出来，他们会说我想自杀，或者是我在考虑我是不是应该要自杀，但是有另外的一些青少年呢，会他们的表现的这个症状呢是他们会就伤害自己。比如说呢，他们会用刀来划自己啊，或者是刮自己啊，这样的话呢，因为是他们本身的这个在这个过程中，他们是本身是感觉是麻木的，所以他们是用这种痛苦的方式来希望能够增进一下他们自己的本身的这个感觉，那么就是说我们作为家长一定要就是注意到，当你注意到这些现象的时候，你要知道这些症状是非常非常关键非常重要的，你要问你的孩子就非常明确的问他们当你注意到这些现象的时候，就说你们你有没有考虑到要有自杀的这个想法，你一定要确切的去问他，主动的去问他，你要知道这个是就是你要尽快的帮他联系专业人员来帮助他。
If I could add quickly that on Mercer Island, Mercer Island teachers, administrators are also trained, thanks to the PTSA and the school in suicide prevention and intervention, in addition to the YFS counselors. So if parents are concerned, they can talk to a teacher, a YFS counselor,their medical provider or other professionals, and generally they will know what to do to get support.
在我们墨色岛的这个学区系统里边呢，我们的所有的老师和行政管理人员也是经过专门的训练，这个预防青少年这种自杀行为训练的，这些当然这要感谢我们的这些这个家长，这个家长的和学校的这些公益的这些组织帮助我们集了很多的资和帮助我们这个传播了这些所以我们这些老师和行政人员才可以接受到这些训练所以他们都是会帮助这个孩子们预防和制止，就是当他们注意到这些现象的时候，他们会当然会尽量的帮助您的孩子防止这个有自杀倾向的而且呢，就是说除了我们这个部门之外呢，你还可以向你的家庭医生啊，或者是你的孩子的医生啊，和其他的这些专业人员他们也都是可以对您进行援助的。
今天 Tom 去打了 COVID 疫苗，这是因为所有年满12岁的人都有资格接种 COVID-19 疫苗。于是 Tom 帮他的姐姐找到疫苗接种的地点，他姐姐把链接发给了自己的闺蜜，闺蜜又分享了这个消息给，好吧，你也知道是怎么回事了。是时候让家人和朋友都知道，疫苗几乎能100%预防因 COVID 带来的住院和死亡风险。抗击疫情，我们做得到。现在即上 vaccines.gov 查询您附近的疫苗接种点。以上资讯由美国卫生及公共服务部提供。
热烈祝贺，
热烈祝贺，
热烈祝贺！
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台，
开播九周年。
Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台，为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐：东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门。每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁、建筑商胡秀平 Shirley Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
我听说就是我们在莫瑟岛上面华人的比例是不小的，但是华人当中使用这个服务的人数不是很多，那么就是你们有没有考虑过应该怎样就是把我们华人的家长还有就是家庭啊青少年能够和你们联系起来，就是当他们需要的时候能够找你们。
I noticed that on Mercer Island there is a pretty large number of Chinese population. We're a pretty large percentage minority on the island. However, not many utilize the Mercer Island Youth and Family Services. So what kind of measures have you taken or approach have you considered to reach out to these parents or youth to let them know about your services and so they know they can come to you for help?
No, thank you. So one of our, to reach out to Chinese and Asian families on Mercer Island, our school staff make a point of reaching out as possible in all of the schools. We are able to go into all of the classrooms. We sit on building guidance team meetings. So when the schools identify students, because let's say they're Chinese or otherwise, that are not fitting in or need support, we can reach out to them and their parents directly. We also try to translate and communicate important information to Mandarin and other dialects when possible in the schools and at the agency. And all that said, there's clearly more work to be done. Part of being here today is that effort. And part of what Tambi and I and others have identified is as that population continues to grow, there's simply more outreach and connection that needs to happen.
我们在学校里边的这些员工呢，都是会到我们所有的教室里边，像主动和这些孩子们接触，然后让他们了解我们的这些服务。然后我们这个机构呢，还有会专门是在这个有一些对这些新来的一些家庭，比如说是像这个中国家庭啊，如果我们发现，就是我们会特别的留意他们。如果我们发现他们有一些孩子，比如说是好像没有被这个社区接受，或者在学校里面有些不太合群的话呢，我们的这些辅导员们会主动的向跟他们的家长们直接进行联系。另外呢，我们在就是能力允许的范围之内会尽量的不管是在学校的还是在我们这个部门的有一些信息呢，如果我们可以把它翻译成中文的话，我们也会提供，就是把这些有用的信息翻译成中文，让这些中国家庭们可以接触到他们。当然呢，就是说我们知道我们这些其实目前为止所提供的这些 让这个外联吧，对这个中国家庭的外联还是远远不够的。所以呢，比如说我们今天来上这个节目，也是说也是想通过这个方式能够接触到大家，让大家知道我们可以为社区这个中国社区中国家长们所提供的这些服务。我们认为呢，这个中国的这个人口可能会目前看吧，就会继续在岛上增长。那么所以我们认为呢，我们也会尽快的和最多的向这个中国社区提供更多的服务。
嗯，因为我们节目时间有限啊，那么我们即将就是到达那个节目的尾声。今天呢，我非常高兴的邀请到默示的就是青少年与家庭服务机构来跟我们介绍他们的服务内容啊。那么两位嘉宾就是Derek 跟 Tambia， 就是能不能跟我们再总结一下，就是你们提供的服务，然后特别是我们华人的听众，他们需要你们帮助的时候应该怎样联系你们。
Due to the limited the time for our show, I think we're going to have to like wrap up pretty quickly. I'm so happy and honored to have the Mercer Island Youth and Family Services to come onto this show to tell us about the services they offer. And I want to thank my two guests, Derek and Tambi, and also ask you to maybe recap the services you provide, and so that specifically to how the Chinese families can contact you or reach out to you when they need the services.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having us. So just to recap, two of our primary services are school-based counselors and our community-based counselors. For school-based counselors, they can access us through finding our information on the websites or to call the staff or just to be pointed in the direction of that individual via a teacher or administrator in the schools. For our community-based team, we have an intake phone number, which is 206-275-7657, where you can leave a confidential message and we'll return you to get in touch. That's also the way to contact us for our senior services and emergency family assistance, which we didn't have a chance to talk about today, but are also available for members in the community.
好，谢谢您，谢谢这个节目组呢，让我们今天能有这个机会来跟大家，对我们的服务进行一下介绍，然后呢，我们就是在学校这个就是在学校里所提供的这个心理咨询服务呢，您可以去到我们的网站上来找到这些联络的信息，或者是每个学校的老师们和行政人员也都有我们的这个联络方式。如果您是想需要这个社区性的这个服务呢，我们有一个就是接纳新的病人的这个联络的电话，这个电话的号码呢是206-275-7657，这是一个保密的电话线。它不光是说这个是为我们这个心理咨询的这些有可能需要这些服务的人来提供的，而且我们还有很多这个老年人的这个服务和一些紧急的家庭住院的服务都是通过这个电话方式来联络我们。但是呢，就是今天我们没有这个时间来详细的介绍这个家庭紧急救援的这些信息，但是如果您上我们的网站和打这个电话的话，206-275-7657，你可以通过这个方式联络我们，我们可以再为您进行更详细的介绍和这个援助服务，来帮您提供援助服务。
Derek 还有什么补充吗
？Derek, do you have anything you want to add?
Just to say thank you for having us and the reaching out, as Tambi has mentioned, to the members of the Chinese community on Mercer Island is part of what Youth and Family Services is planning to do. And we just thank you for the opportunity to be here today.
我只是想说一下，很谢谢您，我们也是，我们想借用这个机会呢，告知我们所有的这些这个岛上的这些中国家庭，我们是想和这些中国家庭们那个联系上，让他们知道我们的存在和我们所提供的服务。我们而且计划呢会更加深入这些拓展这些服务的范围和项目所以再次感谢您能够为我们提供这个机会来参加您这个节目，谢谢。
我们非常感谢暮色岛青少年与家庭服务中心的就是工作人员就是Derek 还有 Tambi 参加我们的节目，然后如果我们的听众需要，就是如果你们有青少年需要，特别是精神健康等方面的帮助的话，那欢迎你们打他们的电话是206多少电话来着？
206-275-7657。
206-7657是吧？是750-7657是吗？
是206-275-7657。
206-275-7657。那么，再次感谢两位参加我们的节目。
Thank you so much for the staffs. From Mercer Island Youth and Family Services. Thank you, Derek, and thank you, Tambi, and for coming on to the show. And so for our listeners, and I want to mention if you need the services that we discussed, especially for for the youth counseling services, you can call the number 206-275-7657. And again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.